Welcome back, Teachers on Fire, to another special episode. Another episode that is special, there we go, of the Teachers on Fire podcast. I'm trying an in-person conversation with three veteran educators that I admire and respect. We're going to get their insights on spring break, all things spring break. Thank you for joining us. Without further ado, let me introduce our guests.
Hey, I'm Brian Carpenter, and I'm a teacher in the Abbotsford School District. I teach at the Abbotsford Virtual School. Teach like lots of things, chemistry, math, media, graphic design. I've been 15 years in this thing, and I love my job a lot, and I just got back from a conference, so I might talk about that in a moment.
And you, I believe, are a podcaster as well.
Oh, I'm a podcaster, yes.
Show us your logo.
Yes. Fresh Air at 5. So Fresh Air at 5, it's like Superman, except not. And I have a podcast where I walk in the mornings at 5 a.m., and I listen to podcasts, then the audio from that podcast after, no, not the podcast, but my reflection to that podcast. So this is me thinking about what I heard about goes into a big podcast at the end of the week. You can catch the dailies on Twitter, and yes.
Hello, I'm Tim Stevenson, Langley School District Science Astronomy teacher. Been doing that in this district for 31 years now.
Wow.
So been around. I know this gig.
You know this gig, and tell us about your podcast.
I have a podcast called Science 360, and it's all about, I have guests on who talk about kind of up-to-date, current, sort of interesting scientific topics. The idea that if teachers listen to it, they'll learn a few things. They'll go into their classroom and they'll teach something kind of new and updated, some interesting content that their students will love. And I'm also, by the way,
yes,
I just happen to have in my hand, I have a book called Beyond the Classroom. This is sort of the distillation of 31 years of teaching. I just put it into a nice, easy to read form like this. Find it on Amazon.
And it's good. I listened to it and I endorse this book because it talks about a guy's journey. That's super important that we record these things and have, you know, share it with others.
I really appreciate the book too, Tim. As you know, I've been tweeting out a lot of my favorite quotes from the book, and I love that you encourage teachers to write their own manifesto, something I still want to get to. Last but not least, who have we got here?
Hi, I'm Lauren McLean. I teach in the Coquitlam District, so in Port Moody. I teach grade 2-3. I also have the Teach Outdoors podcast. I'm the author of Me and My Sit Spot as well, and so I'm a big outdoor educator in the public school system.
Thank you so much for joining us, Lauren. And I'm going to start with you on my first question. Tell us about one highlight of your spring break so far.
We went to the new swimming pool in Richmond at Minoru Park. And
okay.
So it was a really great atmosphere for my two young toddlers. They've got this beautiful lazy river, and just being in the swimming pool with my two kids, it was perfect.
Love it. Okay, in Richmond. And Tim, a highlight from your spring break so far.
Oh my gosh, it's got to be, we just got back from the west coast of Vancouver Island. It's the most beautiful place in the world, perhaps. But while we were there, we went to a place called Mears Island. It's off the coast of Tofino, and we walked through a forest of 1,000-year-old trees.
Wow.
These are trees like you've never seen before. It was like the land of the giants. It was a spectacular moment.
Wow. And Brian, what about you? A highlight from your spring break?
A highlight from my spring break, I just got back from Spring Q, which is a big educator conference in California, computing user educators, and it was fantastic. Connected with some people that I've been following on Twitter, and so my Twitter friends became in real life friends, which was so cool. So yeah, I'll have some encouragement in a moment as we answer another question.
Yes. Okay, well, we saw a lot of highlights from your time at Q in California. I was a little jealous, if I'm honest, but maybe we can make it a duo trip next time around.
Yeah.
I want to shift teachers into my next question. What is an activity that really restores your fire? I think it's interesting for teachers to hear this answer from other teachers because we're different people. But when you think about what brings your fire back the most, Brian, would it be sleep? Would it be reading? Would it be creative activities or something else?
I'm not a reader. You can give me a book. I read Tim's book. It took me a bit, and I had to sit down and get at it. But I enjoy being creative, doing graphic design for myself. Like, you know, I designed my logo on my shirt. I have done some other logos and things like that, and then go to print them. And so then we can distribute them out into the world to an authentic audience. Right. So the creative thing is pretty important to me. Another creative thing that I do, and I fly fish. And so doing fly fishing, I could go to the store and buy flies, or I could go buy craft supplies so that I can tie my own hooks and make things that fish think are real and that they, you know, fake out these wild things. And so that for me is like, that restores a lot and brings back my fire, being able to go fishing. The whole prep for fishing all winter, I sit at my desk and I tie flies and fill my fly box so that in the spring I can go do field testing out in the lakes and stuff like that. And that's what I enjoy.
Sounds good, Brian. Tim, what about you?
Well, I think Lauren will like this. I like going outside. Yay! And just being in nature, going on hikes. We'll get out snowshoeing, we'll get out kayaking, go on hikes and local mountains in the region. And I always just find being in nature just sort of fills my lungs with fresh air and lots of good chemicals that make me healthy and gives me good exercise. And so that's my thing.
Okay, and Lauren.
Love it. Mine's sort of on par with that. My big thing is my husband and I are big mountain bikers. Mm. So if I can leave work at a great hour, and then that's the first thing we do before we have to go pick up our kids.
All right. Yeah. Okay, mountain biking. See, this is so great because when I think about each of your activities, I mean, mine would be a little bit different. We're each unique. We've got to be intentional about the things that bring back our fire. Sure. That's my next question. What is your advice? Lauren, we'll go back to you. What's your advice for that young teacher new to the profession? Should they just sit back and binge Netflix for 2 weeks, or what's your advice?
Someone told me was to focus on just one thing a year. So my very first year I focused on math. Then the second year I really focused on my literacy program, so I didn't feel too overwhelmed. It didn't mean I ignored literacy that first year. Right. It just meant that wasn't what I was putting in all my hours, and Pro D was all centered around math, so I could set up a really good foundation.
Okay.
And then on top of that, I think leaving work at work, leaving at a good hour so that you do have a balance, because you're not a teacher from 24 hours a day. You need to make sure that you've got a balance.
That is solid advice. So, Tim, you can take it in either way. Lauren just gave some great advice for that career teacher at work. Or do you have some advice about how they should use their spring break?
Mm. Well, I'm always the 24/7 teacher. I guess that's a little bit different from what Lauren just said.
Wow. Boundaries, Tim.
Seriously, I just love learning new things. Yeah. And I really enjoy reading about things. I don't read a ton of books cover to cover, but I read a lot of chapters from books, and I just love to learn new things. And I think as a new teacher, if you're a new teacher, you just have to be, you know, who are you really? What is your thing? And allow that to blossom kind of to the nth degree. The more you can explore and expand upon who you really are, what you love, what do you love to do? That's what you should focus on as in your teaching practice. And you develop those skills, you develop that knowledge, you develop that love, and that comes through in your classroom. And students pick up on that. And if you're a passionate teacher because you know who you are and what you love, let yourself come through, and you will have a long and enjoyable career.
I hear a connection too, Tim, with spring break. I mean, if you're tapping into some of those same passions and learning something more that you can bring back to your students, do you see that factoring in too?
Oh, very much so. I love learning things like I just did over on Mears Island, and I probably will talk about those things when I get back to my classroom, so for sure.
Good stuff. Brian, your advice for that new teacher, they've got their 2 weeks of spring break, they're two-thirds of the way through the year. What's your advice to them?
Well, it's too late by now. Because you got to have something going on before you hit spring break. If you don't have something going on, you don't have you going on before you get to spring break, you're more likely to sit for 2 weeks and watch Netflix because you're like I don't know what to do, right? For me, I went to, on my own time during spring break, I went to a conference in California. Like, I love learning. It is my profession. It is not my job, my everyday job that had me go to California. And so I love learning, like Tim said. And a big part of that for me is being on Twitter. So I have got the ability, and Tim Cavey here, he was a big instrumental back in me actually jumping into the whole podcasting.
Thank you, sir.
And building connections and all those things. So that I went to this conference in California by myself. But I wasn't alone at the conference. I walked into the room and people said, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Like, well, the beard helps. So you got to get you got to get some identifying mark to help, you know. But no, so being on Twitter is really important. And also being knowing who you are, like they said, and having like a hobby that you can do at a ready that doesn't take a whole lot of effort for you to go and put together to do. Me, I tie flies. I think about fishing. I go down to the fishing store. I'm going fishing in 4 days. So like I have something that's already there that I've worked on in the past. So work on getting to those things in underway. So yeah.
Good stuff. Thinking back to the first part of what you said, if you fail to plan for your spring break, maybe you're planning to fail. Not to put too cold a note on it, but go in with intention.
Exactly.
Is what I heard you say.
Yes, go
yeah.
in with intention, yes.
Brian, let's round this out with your creative work. I want to give each of you a chance to share what you've been up to and what you look forward to. What's exciting you right now?
Continuing the podcast, I do that every day. This morning, I actually didn't feel like going out for my walk, but I'm glad I did. And so I walk on a regular basis. Part of accountability to my podcast community is that I need to walk to listen. That's the only time I listen to podcasts. So if I'm not walking, I'm not listening, and I'm not making content for my fans. I don't know if they call them fans, but people that listen, right? And then, you know, I only have 40. So if you're listening to this, you could hook up at, you know, Fresh Air at 5, look at your pod for, in your podcatcher and join me on those. And I just talk about my journey of listening to certain podcasts and things that are going on in my day as I go through my days. I got to get back to my fly tying bench because I've been at a conference.
Yes.
I got some flies that I need to tie because I want to try out this coming Thursday or Friday when we go fishing up in the interior. So I got to do some fly tying, sit down and get at it, and you know, clear some space, put on some music, and just get some creative.
Sounds good. Brian Carpenter, educator, podcaster, and fisherman. Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Fresh Air at 5.
Fresh
Again,
Air 5.
Plugging the podcast.
There we go.
If you're new to the Edu podcast scene, that's a great place to start.
Yes.
Because Brian will introduce you to all the other great education podcasts out there.
Yep.
Tim, what have you got cooking? What are you excited about creating
well,
right now?
For as far as content creation goes, I'm at 92 episodes, the midpoint of my fifth season on Science 360. And I want to get to 100 before the school year, by the end of the school year. I want to get to it. So I have 8 more episodes. I've got a few queued up. I have a couple who are going to be talking about this solar eclipse coming up in April. And I'll be recording with them. Some I do on my own. Some I am looking for guests. but I've got a few things in mind. But honestly, I really want to get to 100 because I feel that's a bit of a milestone. And I'm sort of putting myself in that position of, you know, hold myself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Look for episode 100 by June.
Giddy up. I'll be listening.
On Science 360.
All right.
That's sort of what I'm working on right now as far as content creation.
Sounds good, Tim. And Lauren.
Yes, I am hoping in 2 months my second children's picture book called Finding Common Ground will be launching. So I'm really excited about that. And hopefully in the next year, hopefully less, my first nonfiction book will be out called Sitting with Nature.
And Lauren, I just have to ask, how are you pulling all of this off? I'm sure you get that question as a busy wife, mother, teacher, and author. What's been a secret of your productive success?
I think the fact that I have ADHD goes a long way. It is a gift. It is not something that we always need to be butting heads up with. So I just learned to manage my time really well. I get bored really quickly, so I move on to the next thing. I wake up early and I'm very efficient, and then I crash at night. So that's sort of my key.
Well, we're excited for the book, Lauren, cheering you on, and we'll try to get a link to the book under this video as soon as it's available. Thank you each so much for sharing some of your insights today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for listening, tuning in, watching, or perhaps listening only if you're on the audio-only experience of Teachers on Fire. I really appreciate your support, and I look forward to hearing from you. What are your pieces of advice? What restores your fire on your spring break time? We're wishing you, from the four of us, we're wishing you a great rest of the school year, educator. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're sparking your thinking and igniting your professional practice and doing whatever you can to encourage that colleague beside you. Take care, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.